studio to take your calls about whatever's on your mind, even though it's Thanksgiving Day, 855-450-FREE, because we know that you're still there listening, so why shouldn't you have live shows to listen to? You get at least one if you're listening on the radio and they happen to carry Free Talk Live.
I don't imagine you're getting too many more than
no,
one.
No, I don't imagine so. So here we are, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can Skype the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in whatever way is most effective and most useful for you. We certainly appreciate your thoughts and comments. Doesn't have to be about Black Friday, but this is as good a time as any to talk about it. We'll probably talk more about the results of Black Friday tomorrow night, but it's already begun. Some stores were opening as early as 6 in the morning this morning. Thursday is when we're doing the show here, 6 in the morning. Other stores opening in the evening hours. Other stores opening for limited hours during the day, but closing during the evening. So it's all over the map, but people are out. A lot of them are out and about doing shopping, and we are looking at some of the numbers and studies that are showing that maybe Black Friday isn't what it once was. Suggestions here from NBC News, a study from research company Ibis World, that Black Friday sales for this weekend are expected to come in at $36.7 billion, which they say is a rise of only 1.7% from last year. Now, in comparison, or by comparison, the year before, the increase was 9.8%. So if sales, again, that's a prediction with a 1.7%.
But 9.8% was, a rise from a pretty bad economy the year before that, too.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a bounce back.
So let's go to the phones here. Johnson is on the line with us, and you're on Free Talk Live. Johnson, what was your experience today?
I had something interesting. So, I wasn't really planning on cooking myself any sort of a Thanksgiving-y kind of meal. But then, I was sitting around and I hadn't really eaten. I had, long phone conversations with family today, and I had a few potatoes in the house, and I was like, I need to make myself some mashed potatoes. So I didn't have any butter or milk. And I look at the clock, and I'm like, oh, my, the only 24-hour grocery store in the area closed today at 3. And the grocery store I normally go to was closed, period. They were just closed all day today. So I'm looking around, and Walmart's open. So I decided to go over to Walmart to get myself some, milk and butter. And, oh, boy. So
it's a madhouse?
Oh, and not only was it a madhouse, but it almost seemed like the Walmart employees were doing things that were really dumb. It, like they're doing things that are like, are you trying to incite a riot? Because they were roping off aisles and making it very hard to navigate the store. I actually had to wade through on my way out, just lines and lines of people trying to get out. And I get
and they're all there to get butter? And they're all there to get butter?
No, they're there to get Black Friday deals.
Did you see any of the deals?
And actually, like one of the employees was like, bad day to come if you're trying to just do regular shopping.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks for the feedback, buddy.
How long were you waiting at the cash register when you finally got through the aisles?
Okay, so here's what was interesting. So I go back and I'm waiting through these people and I get up, I'm getting towards the front of the store. And then I try to go towards the registers, and it's roped off. And they're like, you can't go this way. And I'm like, well, how do I get to the registers? And they say to me, they're like, you have to go back up and around through the men's section. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've got to wade back through that herd of people that I just got waded through to get up here. And they're like, yep, sorry. I'm like, nope, not doing it. I'm like, there's the information counter. I'm going to go check out right over there. And there were only three people in line at that, at the information counter.
You mean customer service?
Yeah, like customer service.
Yep.
So that's where I went to check out. Now, I did have something kind of amusing happen to me while I was looking for my butter. I was there in line for a group of people who are in to get a TV, apparently, some sort of deal on a TV. And there are just people lined up like around multiple aisles. And I'm going to get first to get my milk, and I look, and like one guy looks at me and he's like, "What food product are you trying to get?" Because I'm looking past him. And I laugh. I'm like, I'm trying to get, the milk, he moves out of the way, steps aside for me to grab, some milk. And then I say, I'm looking for butter. And so all of a sudden, one of the other people says, hey, do you see the butter, to somebody else? And then it becomes like a thing, and they're like, somebody shouts, has anyone seen the butter? And it becomes like a telephone game. And instantly, someone like two aisles over and in this line shouts, "Oh yeah, the butter's over here." So that was very amusing. I instantly found the butter with the help of an entire crowd of people.
Jeez.
So
crowdsourced.
Yeah, it was crowdsourced shopping. And in fact, if you know, you just had a constant line of people around Walmart at all times,
well,
it would be very hard to move around, but you'd be able to find everything instantly.
That's interesting because, you know, there are different experiences you can have on a Black Friday kind of sale. You can have an experience with a group of customers that's helpful. They're there to not beat each other up and struggle for products. That's actually seemingly friendly and nice to one another throughout the entire shopping experience. And then you can experience all the way to the other end where people are literally pushing one another, shouting and beating each other.
Barbarian hordes.
To get to the various different products. So,
it was strange. Like, the actively engaged customers were, I think, a lot more helpful than the employees when they were trying to be helpful. But at the same time, you know, trying to maneuver with that many people in the store, and some people are just stopping in the middle of the aisles to talk,
and
it's like, move out of the way. You know, people are trying to, like, go and find things here. You know, like, why are you stopping and having a conversation when this Walmart is already overcrowded and you know, people are trying to move around and aisles are blocked off? And, I can't even imagine, because that was just sort of like just the beginning. I mean, this was at like around 5 p.m. So, you know, and I think that they were supposed to have some sort of special smash sale deal. Actually, I think right about now, at
the 6 p.m. Walmart has a 6 p.m. Thursday sale. They are having what they call the 1 hour in stock guarantee on these certain sale price items, in that you're guaranteed to get something.
I had seen something about 8 p.m., so.
No. There you go.
That's interesting.
Johnson, thanks for sharing your story. Anything else you want to get out tonight?
Thanks. Nope, that's great. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. So 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL's, it's the Pro XPN toll-free line now. Still love SACL, though. I've got a different story here we can get to in a little bit about Walmart and other retailers and what are they doing? You know, how are they handling the crowds? As Johnson was saying, he was very confused by them gating off certain aisles, putting up barriers, things like that. We'll get to some of the details here, because some are saying that they're treating people like cattle, and that it's really, really insulting. So we can get to that. Also, if you are a critic, if you are one of these Black Friday hating people, or you just think it's the worst thing ever, so consumerist, and it's very negative, and we need to discourage consumerism, you're welcome to call into the show here tonight. The question is right now on the table from NBC News: Are there indicators showing that Black Friday is actually dying? One guy, who's a retail consultant, says by moving sales to Thursday, Black Friday loses its retail relevance. He's saying that Saturday and Sunday are becoming more and more deserted now because the sales are packing more people into the first 2 days of this long weekend. Americans are savvy shoppers, says NBC News. They know Black Friday deals aren't always what they seem, and that better deals can be had by either waiting or by going online. Experts say that if you do plan to venture forth on Thursday or Friday, it's best to have a strategy and to know exactly what you're looking for. Fashion analyst Hitha Prabhakar told Today.
Man, you know, I never get dressed without finding out what Hitha says first.
If you have your heart set on a specific item, she says, it might be worth it. One bright spot for retailers is that with smaller crowds comes a lower likelihood of the kind of Black Friday chaos that they have seen in the past, including the trampling death of a Walmart employee 5 years ago in New York. Initial sales results for Black Friday,
hazard pay,
some of which have dubbed Gray Thursday, are expected to start rolling out on Sunday. Until then, retailers can only keep their fingers crossed that Americans, at least for the sport of it, made the earlier openings and the longer hours over the holiday worth it. So,
you know, the answer is, if you want people to come to your big box store or your store, the sales, the offers have to be good. And this is the truth here. If you've got a business and you sell things to the public, this is what you have to understand for yourself. There is no magic bullet. The magic bullet is the offer has to be good. It has to be motivating.
Walmart's got a $278 laptop at their 6 p.m. sale tonight. So that's a motivator for some people. That's an HP brand, too. More coming up here in moments. You can tell your Gray Thursday story or take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux. And most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855- 453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves because we're here on Thanksgiving Day to take your calls. The we being me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, there is something that you just cannot get out at the Black Friday sales, and that is body armor.
Yeah, you can go to infidelbodyarmor.com. And, you know, I was over there on the website yesterday looking at backpacks. You know, a backpack is something that people use for all kinds of reasons. I use one as a briefcase. I think I've used it for close to a decade, used a backpack as a briefcase. I just don't like you know, carrying around a briefcase. I'd rather have a backpack. And I think it looks, you know, in today's world, it's professional enough. Of course, young people, students using backpacks all the time. They've got backpacks over there for $75 that are bulletproof. If you're going to carry a backpack, why not have a backpack that stops bullets at the same time?
Yeah.
I think it's great. Yeah, check it out. InfidelBodyArmor.com because all these people, all kinds of people spend all kinds of money in order to be armed and prepared so that they can fire lead at a very high speed in case they need to. Well, don't you want to be able to stop the lead too? I mean, that's the other end of it. If you're going to have the sword, you should have the shield. And Infidel Body Armor at InfidelBodyArmor.com provides you with the shield. Body Armor is the modern-day shield. And go check them out, because you just don't know why you might need to be able to stop a bullet.
But you know, even if you're a pacifist, Body Armor still counts.
Yeah, why wouldn't it? So... Body Armor from Infidel InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor, they just won't quit.
All right, so we're talking about Black Friday, or whether now some are calling Gray Thursday, this Black Friday shopping weekend. And you know, what are the expectations here this weekend? Is Black Friday dying off? What has your experience been? Johnson just called in a few moments ago with our first Black Friday-related shopping experience, because I always do like to hear what things are like out there. Because I, on one hand, I'm of mixed feelings about this. I mean, that's why I like to hear different people's opinions. I have mixed feelings on Black Friday. On the one hand, I share the concern that we live in this consumerist culture where people are obsessed with having things, and they, in some cases, will get themselves into debt in order to have these things. Oh my God, I've got to have this new 70-inch TV set. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, spend $5,000 on this credit card in order to get all the stuff that I want this year. And oh, I got to, of course, I have to buy things for the family, so I'm going to go even further into debt. I mean, I have serious concerns about people's financial independence, their financial well-being, and how the consumer culture propagates this these financial failures. So on that side, I have those concerns. On the other side, it's fun to go shopping. It's fun to, you know, to go and, you know, look at the things that are out there and to appreciate the choices that we have and the wonderful technology. I mean, the new video
games.
Not for
me. I don't like going shopping at all.
Okay. Well, you're just a grumpy old curmudgeon who sits out in the woods all the time.
But so. I'm not a curmudgeon. I've never liked going shopping, and I've certainly lived in, you know, I've lived in all kinds of different places. I happen to live in the woods now.
Yeah.
To me, shopping is a chore.
Okay. Well, a lot of people appreciate it.
They do.
And I can certainly appreciate it from the, you know, the marketplace aspect. I'm amazed that all these wonderful choices are out there for us to, you know, to make. And we do need to have some things in life. And
sure.
If you need a laptop, this is a pretty darn good week to go get a laptop.
Yeah.
I mean, they really have. I mean, they may be bottom of the barrel laptops that you're picking up for $278. I think that was one of the deals that Walmart had tonight. Yeah, maybe a cheapy laptop, but it's still going to go online. It's still going to word process. It's going to do the basics. You don't have to have a balls to the wall gaming laptop to do most of the things people do on laptops. So you know, yeah, there's certain things that if you need it, this is a good week to. Yeah, if you've been out of a good TV set that you like to watch your DVDs on or Blu-ray. Like Walmart had a $38 Blu-ray player on their sale tonight. So if you can save some money on something you were planning on buying anyway, then it makes sense to go out and take part in this. And taking part in Black Friday is an experience. It's something unique. It's like, you know, it's a little bit like standing in line to a good concert or something like that. I remember when I was younger and they had this event called Livestock in Tampa. Do you ever go to Livestock?
No, I just heard everything horrifying about it.
I wasn't horrifying. It was a blast.
You didn't get ringworm, right?
It wouldn't. No.
Okay.
How do you get ringworm?
I don't know. Don't touch that stuff there. Don't touch it.
Don't touch worms.
Staph infection.
Anyway, you would go. Basically, Livestock was this huge concert that 98 Rock used to throw in Tampa. Like it was basically in a cow field, and you know they'd come in, they'd set up multiple stages. There would be
people would trot everything into the ground.
And there were lots of people there. I don't know how many thousands of people would attend this event, but it was a fairly large event. And the part of the most of fun, for me at least, going to livestock, I went twice, I think, going to livestock, was actually waiting to get into livestock. There was a really, really long line that snaked for probably a couple of miles outside of the gates, because it was just slow going, getting through these gates. And so literally, you'd just be stopped on the road. And whoever it was that was driving, we went in a friend's RV, and so there was a bunch of us, and, you know, they stop on the road, the driver's just sitting there, everybody piles out of the RV, everybody else is out and kind of walking around.
Having a party.
I mean, you could walk faster than people are driving. Mostly it's just stationary. And so everybody's just partying on the side of the road, they're smoking up and everything. Now, that's not happening on Black Friday, but it's kind of got that same fun atmosphere to it. At least that's how it was when I went several years ago, and we were still down in Florida. So, you know, like I said, I'm kind of torn on Black Friday. I can appreciate it from both aspects of what's going on that particular day. So, also, it's interesting to look at from a retailer's perspective as well. I've also done retail in the past. I worked at Big Kmart for several years when I was living in Florida. So, I kind of know what it's like from the other side, too. In fact, I have more experience from the other side of being a retailer on Black Friday and dealing with the crowds and the angry customers and the frustration that people feel when they're there kind of competing for products. So, there have been some real challenges for retailers. How do you deal with these crowds? Because there's news every single year. I mean, it's almost a guarantee. Tomorrow night when we're doing the show, I'm going to have some story about some crazy person going nuts or getting trampled or attacking somebody or whatever. There's going to be some kind of story like that. It's almost a guarantee. So stores are trying to deal with this. They still want to have the Black Friday sales, but they want to come up with ways to where people are not so cutthroat.
Yeah, they'd like to have the Black Friday sale without the riot.
Yeah, and so what are the ways they're dealing with that? Well, Bloomberg.com has a report. An estimated 140 million Americans are predicted to shop this weekend. Retailers are bolstering security, deploying Segway patrols, and putting on live music to distract shoppers and avoid the deal-hunting scrums that can foster Black Friday tramplings. Malls are beefing up patrols with off-duty cops. Chains, including Walmart's stores, are using quota systems for popular doorbusters from iPads to jewelry. The National Retail Federation issued crowd management guidelines, urging stores to prepare for flash mobs, long lines of angry customers, and crowded washrooms. The Washington-based trade group has sent out the memo annually since a Walmart worker was trampled to death in 2008 during a Black Friday melee. We'll come back and give you some more specifics on what these companies are doing to try to handle the crowds that are going to be hitting hard, and some of them are hitting hard right now as we're speaking in the early Gray Thursday sales. There's more coming up.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about anything here, although we're focusing on the Black Friday madness. Well, the madness hasn't really begun in earnest, although in some places it has. Walmart was pretty crazy tonight, according to Johnson, who called in. He made the mistake of going to look for some milk and butter tonight, because Walmart was the only place that was open here in Keene, apparently, and was swamped with people. The store was just packed. It was interesting, though. People were being very nice to one another at the Keene Walmart. So, in fact, Johnson was upset that they were too nice. They were stopping in the aisles and talking to one another. They should be more rude to one another and just go straight to their destination and get their stuff.
Hurry along.
But, yeah, we live in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a small place. There's 25,000 people that live here. So, odds are good if you're at Walmart, you're probably going to see somebody you know. Just one of those kind of places. It's a small town. So anyway, 855-450-FREE, you can comment on the Black Friday situation. We're actually going to get into details on how are companies dealing with this? Because every year there's some sort of crazy story of violence and just insanity in the aisles. And obviously the stores don't want that publicity. They don't want to be known as the place where somebody got trampled to death a couple years ago. So they're trying to put in measures to deal with this. Some of them more creative than others. We'll go over some of those here in a moment. But why not just stay home? Why not just do your shopping online? I hear that there's a Bitcoin Black Friday going to be going on to incentivize people to shop using Bitcoin online tomorrow. Bitcoin Black Friday, I think it was .com. Anyway, Bitcoin Black Friday.com is the site where they list some of the various different Bitcoin-related pricing deals that you'll be able to come across online. But in order to have Bitcoin with which to shop, you must have a wallet in which to put said Bitcoin.
That's true. You could get your wallet with blockchain.info. That's the best online wallet available, and it's available for free. You can join millions of people who become Bitcoin users by getting your free wallet at blockchain.info. And if you want to do some online shopping for electronics, do it at bitcoinstore.com. It's something you can do with your Bitcoins. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world goods. It's bitcoinstore.com.
On our Facebook page, I had asked people if they had hit the stores for Black Friday, or are they against people shopping on Black Weekend sales? Zach and Sergio Bowman says, I'm at work because of these people. I do not like it, but it doesn't surprise me that market forces are acting in this way. John B. Sagan says, if they want to wait in the frigid cold for hours to get in a store to buy some crap that they could just get as cheap or cheaper on Cyber Monday, then that's their prerogative. I don't care. The media will be waiting slash salivating to report the first if it bleeds it leads story of the first trampling, assault, or beating to happen, all for the Lord's birthday and the spirit of the holidays. Like the woman last year who pepper sprayed someone who was getting in the way of that effing item they had to have. I guess it'd be entertaining for them to show that at the halftime show on Turkey Day NFL games, a new contact sport. Happy Saturnalia, you varmints, he says.
Being taking it very well.
Going on here, Rich says, working is voluntary, as is shopping. I don't care what other people do on Thanksgiving. Mark Bechtol says, I see nothing wrong with productive people enjoying the fruits of their labor. It's none of my business what others do. Vince Parham says, I'm not against people shopping on so-called Black Friday. I'm against people doing so in such a way as they hurt each other and themselves for materialism. It's a symptom of a serious problem in our society. Katrina Tia Charles seems to echo his concern. She says, come on, let's be thankful for that which we have. Then let's show the world what mindless consumerism is all about. 855-450-FREE, if you want to comment, 855-450-3733. So back to the story here at Bloomberg.com, reporting on the various different methods, security methods, inventory management methods. How are stores dealing with the big crowds that are inevitably going to be showing up tonight and tomorrow morning? How are they going to stop people from going insane and hurting one another over these crazy prices? Sales from Black Friday through Cyber Monday, they say, Ibis World Inc. predicts a 2.2% increase, although in the other article it said 1.7%, so who knows. We'll find out tomorrow.
Well, it's just a prediction.
The end of the weekend. Yeah, but I think it was the same company that they cited in both articles. Anyway, general merchandisers such as Walmart, Target, and Sears typically attract the biggest crowds. That's because shoppers want to get everything at one place on a day when traffic and parking are challenging. Which makes sense. You don't want to go to five different stores if you can avoid it. But sometimes if you want the best deals, that's what you've got to do. You've got to go to the different places. Of course, if you...
Yeah, you got to chase around.
Right, but you can really only pick one. Because whatever the most important deal is where you have to be. Because if you go to the best deals at the store that you want second, then it may all be gone. They may all be sold out within the first 30 minutes of them opening their doors.
So. Certainly may.
There's that. Shoppers are anxious to be first, said Rich Malore, the NFR's National Retail Federation's vice president of loss prevention. He said they really get rambunctious coming in the door. You have to be informative so they're not going crazy looking for whatever. Stores are ramping up security precautions earlier than ever this year because so many chains are opening their doors on Thanksgiving Day. Nearly a quarter of shoppers, or 33 million people intending to hit the stores this holiday weekend, plan to shop today on Thanksgiving Day, according to a National Retail Federation survey. Now, this is an interesting detail. With more stores opening on Thanksgiving, malls have been seeing more guests who've drank too much booze with their turkey.
Oh.
Garth Gass, director of retail operations and asset protection at the Retail Industry Leaders Association in Arlington, Virginia trade group says, he says, they've probably consumed a few and they probably shouldn't be out shopping. Even as retailers prepare, now that actually might help sales. If you get a bunch of drunk people in your store, they may end up buying things they otherwise wouldn't have intended to buy.
I suppose I it wouldn't be the way that I would want to do business necessarily, but I get you.
Hey, you know, they say you're supposed to stay away from eBay when you've been drinking because you may end up with an old VHS tape collection of the Golden Girls by the time the night's over.
That's good advice for Facebook too.
Even as retailers prepare. You learned that one the hard way, huh?
It's happened to me before.
Apparently you didn't learn. Even as retailers prepare for potential trouble during the annual Shopathon, they're piling on the discounts to persuade wary shoppers to spend. The uneven U.S. economic recovery with its lackluster jobs growth has undermined consumers' confidence to make discretionary purchases. On November 22nd, ShopperTrack, a Chicago-based researcher, reiterated a projection that holiday sales will advance 2.4%, the smallest rise since 2009. But how are they going to manage the crowds? Well, the Occupational Safety Health Administration cited Walmart for inadequate crowd management, and in May of 2009 said a worker died.
OSHA's going to hand out a fine. That's how they're going
to
do it.
They say a worker died of asphyxiation after he was knocked to the ground and trampled by a crowd of about 2,000 shoppers who surged into the store for a Blitz Friday sale. OSHA found the store's employees were exposed to being crushed by the crowd due to the store's failure to implement reasonable and effective crowd management principles. Employees did not receive the necessary training and tools to safely manage the large crowd of shoppers. They said they were fined $7,000, the maximum penalty allowed under the law. And as you're right, as you pointed out, Mark, that's money going into OSHA's pocket. That's not money that's going to help buy barriers or crowd control devices for Walmart next year.
It has nothing to do with anything. This poor person was trampled, and Walmart has to pay $7,000 to OSHA.
The guy's family?
Let's give that. Hey, OSHA, why don't you actually do something and cut that $7,000 check to the family?
Great point.
Walmart can actually give some more. But, the idea that the shiftless government bureaucrats that sit around clicking their tongues and shaking their fingers should get a $7,000 fine because they claim that Walmart did the wrong thing. I mean, I don't know. This is just a claim of theirs. Walmart did the wrong thing and they exposed their employees to trampling. Of course, they only said this after one of their employees was trampled. Obviously, an employee was exposed to trampling because he was trampled. You didn't do any detective work here, OSHA.
Walmart denied any wrongdoing and has appealed the citation to their Occupational Safety and Health Review Commission, an independent federal agency, and the commission has yet to issue a decision on the case. In recent years, Walmart works with crowd management experts and devised plans to address how shoppers flow through and out of its stores. Randy Hargrove, company spokesperson, said in an email last year, the chain began offering a one-hour guarantee that allows shoppers who are inside a store within 1 hour of a sales event to buy a given item and take at home that day or before Christmas. So that would mean that if they sold out of a pallet full of TV sets and you were in the store in that hour, if you didn't get the set on that day, they're going to make good. They're going to give you a rain check for it, which is usually, you don't usually get rain checks during these sales. More coming.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood prefinished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. And thanks to everybody who's taking actually part in the show tonight. We know you're out there, so feel free to get on the phones, explain your perspective on Black Friday. And maybe you are somebody that just is vehemently anti-Black Friday. You just think this is one of the worst things because it just encourages rampant consumerism, people gathering to themselves stuff that they just don't need, paying money that they just don't have. Or maybe you're just enamored with Black Friday, that it's this amazing thing that the market has created where people are out in early morning hours and they're shopping and there's all kinds of great deals and it's exciting and you've been a part of it before. Or maybe you're behind the scenes, you're in retail and you've got some crazy experiences you want to share with out of control customers or whatever it is that you've experienced while in the aisles today. Because the Black Friday sales started today on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, because Walmart, Kohl's, a variety of different stores, JCPenney, these are Macy's, apparently broke a 155-year tradition of not opening on Thanksgiving and opened up at 6 this morning. So there's a lot going on. We'd love to hear from you with your thoughts.
By the way, speaking of Cyber Monday, Bitcoin.bombs is attempting to hoodie the homeless along with Free Talk Live's help this holiday season. So you can go to Bitcoin.bombs.com and pre-order a t-shirt or a hoodie, whichever works for you. And they're priced in order to be able to give a hoodie to someone in need. And they're waiting. They're taking all these pre-orders until Cyber Monday, so then they're going to print them up, get them distributed out in time for the holidays so that you can give them as gifts, and that way you'll be able to keep two people warm with every purchase this holiday season. That's a really great option. Plus, a little bit of guerrilla marketing for Bitcoin. Check them out at bitcoinnotbombs.com. By the way, I really do love the bomber dropping Bitcoins, and I love the concept of Bitcoin Not Bombs.
amp.freetalklive.com is where you can go to help us out this holiday season. Help us get on more radio stations. We're going to announce, if you're on our email list, you already got the announcement, but we'll be announcing our new station on the air Saturday night. We're excited about that. There's always something new happening, and it's because of listeners like you amplifying the show. Advertise, market, and promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up, especially if you want to get that Bitcoin deal. One of our listeners, James, has stepped up to offer Bitcoin to anyone who amps the show. If you're a new amplifier and you amp before the end of this month, basically, so within the next couple days, then you send your Bitcoin wallet address to me at ian@freetalklive.com. I will send that along to James, and he is going to send you the equivalent amount of Bitcoin equal to the amount of dollars that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier for. Now, if I didn't make this clear, there was a guy who sent $100 in this week, but it was a one-time contribution. I emailed him. I said, what was this intended for? He wrote me back to say that he thought that he would get $100 worth of Bitcoin. I said, I'm sorry if I miscommunicated this. This offer for the Bitcoin only applies to amplifier accounts, meaning that you're amping on a monthly basis, that you're signing up for the AMP program. The one-time contribution is just there as an option for people. That's not considered amping the show. It's just a contribution. AMP is a monthly recurring thing. So I asked him, you know, do you want a refund? Because I'm sorry if there's been a miscommunication about this. The idea of this wasn't, hey, you just send us money and we send you Bitcoin.
Right. This isn't a way to buy Bitcoins. Right. This is, somebody trying to incentivize people to step up and amp Free Talk Live. People who are sort of on the fence, need a little push. Maybe you've been listening to Free Talk Live for 2 or 3 or 4 years and you've thought, you know, I should amp those guys because they're sure doing some good work and spreading the ideas of liberty. I believe the ideas of liberty. But somehow in that 4 years, that 2,000 days or whatever it is, you just haven't gotten around to it. And this is to give you the little nudge.
Right, with the idea being that you'll keep amping. You'll go beyond one month. So if you got $100 to give us, just do it at, you know, $5 or $10 increments. So sign up for AMP as a $10 amplifier, and you'll get $10 worth of Bitcoin, and then hopefully you'll continue amping.
And
after
your
that,
$10 will be doubled.
Thank you. Yes. So we've also got the matching contributors that are going to step up and double up to $950 per month that we'll then use to continue paying Daryl as our new affiliate relations person on the show. And we're going to be hopefully announcing Daryl's new station. There have been some technical difficulties that have been preventing it from getting on. This is why I don't talk about new stations generally before they come on, because there's always something. It seems like every time I talk about a station before it comes on, something happens to delay it from coming on. Anyway, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate your support, because it's really just us. There really isn't much beyond the people in the studio tonight for Free Talk Live.
No, but Free Talk Live is a show about the callers, right?
Like, it's not really. It's an open phone show where you can call about anything that you want. But if there aren't any callers, then it's not about the callers.
That's true. It's participatory, and it always has been participatory. We have a website where you can vote, and you can, you know, to some extent, select the stories that we're going to talk about. We have a Facebook page where you can give your comments. We don't delete people's comments. We have a show where you can call at 855-450-FREE and talk about whatever you want. And the ideas of liberty, sadly, this is the biggest drawback to the ideas of liberty, is they don't pay. They don't pay.
No, we could be advocating for war and probably make a whole bunch of money.
You make lots more money by advocating for government. What is it? Marginal return? I can't remember what the term is. That essentially, if you ask the government, you know, advocate the government give you money for one individual thing, you get a lot of money, but the taxpayer, you know, each of them pays a penny. Well, you know, it pays to ask for government. It doesn't pay to ask for freedom. That's why Free Talk Live needs the support of the listeners, because we're going to get the message out farther and wider than any other organization out there. If you believe in the ideas of liberty and you sit on your hands and you haven't amped the program, well, how are the ideas of liberty going to get spread?
Unfortunately, there's nobody else doing what we're doing. I mean, not to the extent that we're doing it. The guys over at Freedom Fiends are now syndicated,
and
they're doing a great job and making some headway. But we're the only show with over 100 radio stations that's talking about liberty. So if you appreciate it, please go to amp.freetalklive.
But AMP supports them to some extent, too, because they started off on LRN.FM.
It's true.
So the stations they're on,
their training wheels.
Yeah, the stations they're on that we're not on, those are AMP dollars that amplifiers bought, too.
To some extent, that's true. All right, so back to the story here. What are businesses doing about Black Friday crowds? How are they going to handle this? What are they doing differently? We know that Walmart has their one-hour guarantee. They started last year, which means that if you're inside the store within an hour of their sales event to buy a specific item, then you will be able to get it before Christmas. So if they sell out, if you get into the store and you're in there within that hour period time frame, even though they're sold out, they'll give you a rain check, which is different because normally you don't get rain checks on Black Friday.
Not usually the thing.
This year, Walmart will also be distributing wristbands for its 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. special events on Thanksgiving Day. To prevent a rush, shoppers with wristbands can return 2 hours after an event starts to pick up their purchases. So that probably means that while they're waiting in the line outside the store, some employee from Walmart will come out. All right, who wants this TV set for $98? Okay, you want it? Here you go, wristband. Here you go. You know, and then hand out the wristbands. Mm-hmm. Then, if the shopper, you know, they don't have to run into the store. They're guaranteed to get that thing because they were in line before the other person. That makes sense.
Seems like a good system.
Best Buy held dress rehearsals for its staff this week. They have revived a Black Friday ticketing system, said their spokesman. Staff members will go to the waiting line well in advance of the doors opening and hand out tickets equal to the number of doorbuster items that it's selling. Shoppers can ask for tickets for as many different doorbusters as they want and can purchase a maximum of one of each category. They're given plenty of time to pick up their items. That sounds very similar to what Walmart is doing. Now, that prevents the need for a big rush to get to the pile of TVs or whatever the hot item is, said their spokesman. At Target, security staff are riding Segways in the parking lot to increase their visibility, according to their spokesperson.
They'll be taller.
Hanging sign. Well, that's true. And that works, right? Like, people respect people that are above them.
They do.
Hanging signs will direct shoppers to hot items spread through the store to ensure there's plenty of room to shop, she said. Taubman Center Incorporated Dolphin Mall in Miami is upping to 22 the number of uniformed off-duty cops that he's hiring to manage the crowd outside and at the entrances. They have conversations with the customers. They tell them we expect them to come in an orderly fashion when the doors open, said Marrero. Last year, they opened an hour earlier than planned when he saw a mob swelling. I saw the crowds were getting bigger. We opened the doors early to avoid people trampling. To entertain waiting shoppers, they'll have live bands. Stores are offering crowd comforts such as portable toilets and water bottles to keep shoppers calm. The local police department in
here's some water to keep you calm.
The local police department in Bloomington, Minnesota, the location of Mall of America, one of the largest malls, puts extra officers on duty during peak holiday shopping hours, and tomorrow about a dozen of them will be directing traffic paid for by the shopping center. The mall knows they've got to get people in and out. If they have a bad experience, they won't come back. Coming up, 11 economic lessons to make you a smarter shopper this Black Friday. So, news you can use on the way here in hour number 3. You can take control here on this Thanksgiving Day edition, this Gray Thursday, as some are calling it, edition of Free Talk Live. Share your experiences, your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.